Darest thou now, O soul, walk out with me toward the unknown region?
We'll be right back. Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Strike, dear mistress, and cure him. Ridiculous. I love that tune.
Oh.
Wow, what a tune that is.
Atmospheric and emotional. Yeah.
That's a great version.
Not what you'd expect from William Orbit. That was his second album with the band called The Torch Song. Laurie Mayer on the vocals. Yeah, Venus in Furs. Lou Reed's composition.
One week
we may get around to playing the double album of Lou Reed's Metal Machine Music. Or not. Because I think it's just a drone for four whole sides. What else did we play there? We began we played Tattoo. No, we didn't. That was last week in the first hour. We left you with Tattoo and How Soon Is Now. This week we began with The Smiths. Same tune. How Soon Is Now.
One of the best Johnny Marr tunes ever written, I think.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful. And I didn't appreciate Morrissey and the Smiths at the time. I do now. No. They're like a fine wine. They've matured.
I love the Smiths. I mean, you know, if you ever went to Hacienda, there was Smiths, Happy Mondays, all of them. The Manchester sound at the time.
Don't tell me you nipped up there every weekend as well.
Not every weekend, but I did on a cut. I've been on there a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, this
it's not there now. There's just a plaque on the wall. Maybe there's a block of flats there, and there's a plaque on the wall that says this was the site of the great Hacienda Club.
You're listening to Chris B and Les N. Choice quality music from two wise men.
Well, I wouldn't say wise.
Wise after the event, shall we say. Oh, so after the shiny Leather and the Whiplash Girl.
We need to calm down now.
Let us calm down with Ode to Billy Joe. This is the same band, Torch Song. This is the extended 12-inch mix. And as it progresses and towards the end, I think it begins to sound a bit like Pink Floyd.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Dale today. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stepped down my back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered out the back door, y'all remember to wipe the feet.
Pleased to have dinner. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Was a
Can we believe that that record is 53 years old? 1967 it was released. Traffic. Dear Mr. Fancy, I played you the mono version. Whenever I've played it on the radio in stereo, because there's so much phasing and phase shifting going on, sometimes one side cancels the other out and it doesn't sound so good. So that was the original mono mix. Chris and Les are rocking. Chris is in the studio. Les is in the garden chewing. Is that nuts or crisps, Les?
Either.
Ah.
It is.
Oh, sour sweets on the radio.
I know. Terrific there. Terrific traffic.
Yes, terrific traffic. They, you know, they used to be my favourite band of all time. That was when I was about 16 years old. And they came out, what, Traffic? 1967. I was 12 years old. So at that time, I still like them, but I've...
My favourite track album of theirs is John Barleycorn.
In the next hour, it is those new singles of this week in 1970. And they're always fun. It might sound like we've straight-jacketed ourselves into one week.
Will we be getting more Lee Scratch Perry and the Jamaicans? West Indian sounds this week, who knows?
I think that's almost a gone thing, isn't it? Well, look, you can see what I've changed into, Les.
Close to the edge. Yes.
One of my new T-shirts. I got a few weeks ago on Father's Day. I dropped a few hints to my children, and I got some great T-shirts and a turntable mat and other stuff. Yes, Les, I know you like And You and I.
God, yes.
But this is slightly different. It's the Stephen Wilson remix. See if you can notice any subtle differences.
Yeah.
same teacher be there, reminded of the rhyme. There'll be no mutant enemy, we shall certify. Political ends, our sad remains will die. Reach out as forward taste begin to enter you.
Every last moment there,
fantastic.
Your cabinet was in full effect on the guitar there, Les.
Wow.
Yes, there was a few...
That's a good version, actually.
A few subtle differences in that Stephen Wilson mix. And you and I.
And yes.
We talked about traffic about 10 or 11 minutes ago. You won't... hear this anywhere else. This is an exclusive. It's recorded at Glastonbury in 1971, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Quite a chaotic start. Just listen to Medicated Goo.
Very prejudiced announcement, because this has always been my favourite group of all time. And I can't think of a more fitting place for them to be playing than in the middle of the British countryside. This is Traffic.
Come on!
think that must have been the sound check. There was no vocals at the start there, and it sounded rather a chaotic version of Medicated Goat Traffic. Tuesday night into the Wednesday morning. I'm not sure what those dates were. I suppose we could easily look up a time and date calendar.
1971.
It was definitely. It was definitely 71. Yeah. It was Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Chris Wood, Dave Mason had rejoined for the umpteenth time for this, and it was also included Jim Gordon and Rebop Kwaku Bar. So that was the lineup for this version of Traffic from all those years ago. You also went to Hyde Park, did you, Les, to see Blind Faith?
Yes, Blind Faith, yeah, sort of went there that year, yeah.
Thank you.
yeah. They said to us, these foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes their way. But, you know, a lifetime love will be all right.
Yeah, amazing. Can't believe that. They were short-lived. I mean, 1969, I think, was when.
That was it.
The year before.
That was their single album, yeah.
That was the year Cream split, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then him and Baker joined Steve Winwood and Rick Gresh on Traffic. And that then became that legend that was Blind Faith just for a couple of months. I mean, that was their opening tour. Blind Faith was the opening gig, weren't it? And by August, they'd split. They did a world tour. Well, they did a tour of Britain, the US, didn't they? And they ended up in Hawaii. And then the split in August.
Yeah, they were one of the first so-called super groups, weren't they, Les? Yeah. Judy Dybel died recently. If you're wondering who Judy Dybel was, she was the original singer with Fairport Convention and also a band called Trader Horn.
Yes, remember them.
Mysteriously named after John Peel's nanny, apparently. Well, this is going to be, if I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair. I didn't used to need one because I didn't have much hair, but since the lockdown, and I still haven't been, I still haven't had my hair cut, and now I think I do need that ribbon bow.
You need to trim that beard as well.
Surely get a sweetheart, a prince or a king, a palace home where I could have everything. If I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair, this old world could come and go, I wouldn't care. I'd stay up in my castle and I'd always wear a ribbon bow so fine to tie my hair. All the live long day to the Lord me, all I do is pray for someone to love me. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear, if I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair. Someone to love me. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear. If I had a ribbon bow, a pretty little ribbon bow, Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear. Bow to tie my hair.
That sounded like Vision On was going to start then. You remember that with Tony Hart?
Yes, I do. I'm going to see if I can.
Down. I can't remember what the tune's called now.
Giles and Fripp with Judy Dybel.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
There was Robert Fripp there and Giles and MacDonald. All they needed was Lake, and then they became King Crimson, didn't they?
And instead they had Judy Dybal doing the vocals.
Sitting regularly, then why not remove stubborn waste products from your body with Cohen's colon cream? It's elementary, my dear Cohen.
Chris B.
Radio Seagull.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.